Welcome to the Ask Dr. Turner Radio Ministry broadcast. Prepare to be enlightened and empowered. Without further delay, here's your host, Dr. Turner.
We are so delighted that you can join us once again for this awesome Ask Dr. Turner broadcast brought to you, beloved, by Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International, located at 2851 Edgewood Avenue North. Our service times are Sundays at 12 noon. It is always such a privilege, such an honor, truly a blessing to bring the word of life to you. This is your co-host, Brother Fidel, a.k.a. the Bald Eagle, sitting in for the Honorable Apostolic Doctor herself, LaTonya Turner, and the Prophetic Pastor, Deborah Freeman. We bless you. We thank you for tuning in. And we want you to know prayers are continually going up for you and yours. This is an interactive broadcast, so we would love to hear from you. If you have questions in these difficult seasons, in these difficult times, please don't hesitate. Email them to us. Ask Dr. Turner, the number 8 at gmail.com. That is ASKDRTURNER, the number 8 at gmail.com. Or visit us on the World Wide Web, AskDrTurner.org. And in this season that we celebrate and we give, in spite of all that we're dealing with, remember Dr. Turner's prayer CD. It has been a tremendous blessing to so many. It will make a tremendous gift for yourself or for someone that you love. And you can obtain your copy on the website, again, AskDrTurner.org. Again, giving is your living. You sow according to where you want to go and according to how you desire to grow. With that said, I encourage you, I exhort you, remember this broadcast, remember this ministry in this time, in this season of giving. You can use the Cash App, $P(I)H, followed by the word church with a capital C. Once again, Cash App, $P(I)H, followed by the word church with a capital C. If you want to write and send your donation, send it to Pure in Heart, P.O. Box 26725, Jacksonville, Florida, 32226. Once again, Pure in Heart, P.O. Box 26725, Jacksonville, Florida, 32226. Want to minister and teach from the subject, Seasoned Saints Giving Thanks. Seasoned Saints Giving Thanks. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5:18, which reads, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." This is a chapter and verse that I say is for people who I call seasoned saints. I know it should be applicable to all believers, but honestly speaking, it is only saints who have come to a place or level of maturity with their or in their walk with the Lord Jesus Christ who are able to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, giving thanks to God in the midst of their afflictions. In other words, the more pressed a person is, the greater the struggle they are dealing with, the less he or she may be willing or maybe even thinking and feeling thankful, because they will be so focused and fixated on what they're going through instead of putting the focus on who God is. The best way to always determine what the will of God is in any and all situations is this. Once you know His will, then you will know how to conduct yourself, what direction or course of action you should take. Well, as we see in 1 Thessalonians 5, glory to God, the Bible does not leave us ignorant or trying to figure out what the will of the Lord is in everything. And it is that we be thankful. Of course, this is easier said than done. Like faith, it is easier to talk about it than it is to exercise it. But doing it, beloved, is absolutely necessary for overcoming and being victorious in any trial, whether a current one or one that is to come. Because we must be honest, it's not a matter of if, but when we will find ourselves dealing with various trials. And if truth be told, in this season, it looks like we have to deal with multiple trials simultaneously. God Almighty does not expect you to be thankful for everything, but he does expect you to be thankful in everything. Let's look at the two verses which preceded or which precedes verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 17 says, rejoice evermore. It encourages us to what? Pray without ceasing. In other words, adopting a life, a posture of ceaseless prayer. Remember, Jesus spoke, and it is written in the book of Luke, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So if the believer wants to avoid fainting in the midst of a particular trial, he or she must maintain a posture of continual prayer. You may be thinking and asking, how can I rejoice evermore? How can I be thankful with all that I'm going through? The answer, beloved, is in verse 17. Pray without ceasing, meaning you must be in constant communication with God through our great intercessor, the Holy Spirit. Since it is a conversation and not a monologue nor a dialogue, you must pray with the expectation that God will not only hear you, but he is going to answer you. Forgive me for being presumptuous, but I know what some of you may be thinking. Well, Bald Eagle, you may be thinking, I've been praying about this situation for a long time, and God has not answered. My question to you is this: have you been praying with thanksgiving, or have you been praying from a place of desperation, stress, and frustration? Are you praying the prayer of faith, trusting God to reveal his will, or has fear and anxiety caused you to be dull of hearing? Seasoned saints, mature saints, are the ones who say, Lord, I don't understand all of this. I can't figure this thing out. But Lord, I thank you that your will be done, and that will produce the best outcome in my life. That's the posture of faith in prayer. In other words, praying without doubting, praying from a posture of thanksgiving and rejoicing, and not from one of desperation, not from one of doubt, not from anxiety and from fear. When the situation, beloved, is bigger than your ability to handle it, then it becomes God's responsibility. I heard someone say this recently: man's extremity is God's opportunity. When you have gone as far as you can go in the natural, let go and let God. He has the ability and the capability to deal with the situation. When you have done your best in the natural, glory to God, just let go and let God. Release it into the hands of God. While you are in the process of waiting for God to deal with that situation, find a place in it to give God thanks. When you can thank him in it, it reveals a level of maturity, a level of trust, which shows that you are ready for promotion. You know the saying, maybe. Well, let me tell it to you. An idle mind is the enemy's playground. In other words, while you are in the waiting room, waiting for God to intervene on your behalf, waiting for God to bring breakthrough in the situation, don't leave room in your heart, room in your thought for fear and worry, because those are the places now that the enemy will capitalize on to bring stress and frustration up on you. Your posture in waiting is praying without ceasing, worshiping, praising, a continual heart and mind which say, Lord, I thank you. You know, every once in a while in the midst of it, glory to God, just take a moment and just say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. By faith, in faith, believing, expecting, beloved, that God is going to come through, and he will do that in the right time and in the right season. We can't comprehend, nor can we understand the timing of God, because we want God to show up early and we want him to stay late. We want him obviously never to leave. So we can't understand his timing always, especially when the crisis begins to get real heavy. This is where trust comes in. This is where faith has to take preeminence. This is where the seasoned saints are able to stand, glory to God, in the furnace of affliction and continue to give God thanks. Earlier in the year, in the heat of this crisis, the Holy Ghost told me, this is not a time and season for the faint of heart. He said, only the spiritually fit will survive and overcome. I know several people, beloved, who have been hit with strokes and aneurysms, dealing with all types of medical issues aside from the coronavirus, from COVID-19. It has such a collateral impact and effect on so many areas of people's lives. People are frustrated. They have what's called virus fatigue because it's been going for so long. Beloved, in the heat of this battle, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. These are the instructions given to us by God in his word, in this particular word today, that is not only going to keep us, but it will help us, or they will help us to overcome. Keep giving God thanks, for this is his will concerning you. Don't allow doubt to dictate how you operate. The greater the trial, the deeper you go in prayer, not the reverse. You don't relinquish that mantle of prayer. You don't leave, glory to God, out from your prayer closet, your prayer space, to occupy a space of fear and doubt. No, you go deeper in prayer, deeper in praise, deeper in worship, because you are a seasoned saint who knows how to give thanks, not only when things are going well or you're getting the things that you need. No, anyone can do that. You are a seasoned saint because you know how to give thanks in the heat of the battle. Because the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. The more you give him thanks, glory to God, you know that you are right smack in his will, because he instructed his people that in everything we should give thanks, for this is the will of the Lord Jesus Christ concerning us. Because this saying is true, right? The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. Beloved, God Almighty has never lost a battle, and he does not plan to start with yours. You may have been in the thick of it for a long time. The battle may be getting harder and harder, but your focus has to be the fact that the victory is going to be so much sweeter. 1 Chronicles 16:34 reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." You know, it's fascinating that when Jehoshaphat and the children of Judah were being threatened by the three-nation confederation of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and Jehoshaphat set himself to fast and pray and instructed all of the people to fast and pray, and the Spirit of the Lord came up on Jehaziel, the descendant of Asaph. Asaph, one of the individuals whom David had put in charge of temple worship. And Jehaziel, the Spirit of the Lord was on him. He had the DNA of a worshiper. He was a descendant of a great worshiper. And he said, "Fear not, O king, for you shall not have to fight in this battle. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord your God who is with you." And it's fascinating, beloved, that when they rose early in the morning and headed out into the wilderness of Tekoa, it would appear that they were outnumbered in the natural. Jehoshaphat put the singers first. He put the worshipers first. Those who could sing the song of the Lord and play on the instruments, giving God thanks. As far as they knew, they were going in to a great battle. But they kept their mettle. They kept their focus now and began to sing, "For the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever." And while they were ministering before the Lord in song, on their way to the battle, the Lord was setting an ambushment for the enemies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. God has not changed, beloved. The same God, glory to God, who set that ambushment against the enemies of Judah, indicative of praise, in the midst of your praise, expect God to set an ambushment to every enemy that has come against you in every area and facet of your life. Once again, 1 Chronicles 16:34, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." This is what separates the seasoned from the immature, the strong in faith from the weak in faith, the ability to stand in the midst of it all and said, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." God's goodness and his mercy, ladies and gentlemen, are eternal. That's what forever means. They are eternal. And that means your troubles and your struggles cannot outdo, nor can they outlast, the goodness of God. They cannot outlast the mercies of God, because his goodness and his mercies, again, are everlasting. This means God is eternal, and everything that you face in this earth realm, it is temporal. They are temporal. No matter the degree of difficulty, they are still temporal, and they cannot negate, glory to God, the goodness and the mercy of God. Take a moment in the midst of your circumstance, in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your tribulation, to just release these words in the atmosphere from 1 Chronicles 16:34. Give thanks unto the Lord. Why? Just because he is good, and because he is merciful. If he never does another thing, glory to God, his goodness and his mercy continue to be eternal. They continue to be everlasting. Glory to God. When I speak about seasoned saints, beloved, I am referring to saints who have been tested and tried in the furnace of affliction. God says, "I have not refined you, my people, as silver is refined, but I've chosen you in the furnace of affliction. This is the place where God chooses his ministers, those who have the privilege and the honor of serving him. He chooses them in the furnace of affliction because that is where they are tested. That is where they are tried. That, beloved, is where they are purified, in the furnace of affliction. If you are a minister of the Lord, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, think it not strange, Peter would say, concerning the fiery trials, right? The trials of the furnace of affliction that have come to try you, as if some strange thing is happening to you. No, but he said the trying of your faith, the fiery trials that come to try your faith, is working patience in you, teaching you how to wait on the Lord, like David said, how to be of good courage as God strengthens your heart. Peter said that patience have her what? Perfect work. That you will be lacking nothing. You will be thoroughly furnished in terms of your walk with God. Of course, when you're in the midst of the furnace, it does not feel good. You're wondering when deliverance will come. But it is necessary, glory to God, for your seasoning to be called a saint of the Most High God. Glory to God. The seasoned saints, beloved, have a level and a type of faith that is not easily shaken, not even by the most difficult and egregious circumstance, because they have witnessed and experienced how God has come through for them time after time after time. They have bona fide testimonies, glory to God, of this on-time God, of this good and merciful God. Seasoning, beloved, let me say something about seasoning, because in this time where in the United States of America, Thanksgiving is celebrated, many individuals have decided, listen, we're not staying home in the midst of the COVID-19 crisis. No, this is a time when we get together with family for food and for fellowship. So they're taking their precautions and, you know, have traveled to be with family. Some of you have gone to mom and grandma and them because you know that they know how to put it down, when it comes to seasoning the food. And you love eating those leftovers days after because you know that the seasoning, beloved, has soaked in it. But seasoning is not only something that you put on your food for taste. No, seasoning helps to preserve the food. Psalms 34 and 8, David said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." David, beloved, was not in a good place, not in a good space when he spoke the words of the psalm. He was anointed, but not yet appointed. And the anointing that was on his life attracted a great deal of warfare. At the time, he was on the run from Saul, who was trying to kill him. Spirit of jealousy had come upon him. David had to change his behavior before Abimelech, the king of the Philistines. The environment was hostile and life-threatening. You may be dealing with a hostile environment right now in the midst of the COVID-19 crisis, hostility towards your health, restrictions on your movement, pressures that you're feeling in your family, in your marriage. You may have gotten a diagnosis dealing with a situation that is life-threatening. So the environment for David at the time when he said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, blessed is the man that trusteth in him," wasn't a very favorable time for him, but he knew as a seasoned saint, glory to God, where to put his trust in Almighty God. But because he was seasoned, because he was a worshiper, because he knew how to give God thanks in the midst of it, in Psalms 34 again, this time beginning at verse 1, this is what he wrote. "I gave you the backdrop of the environment. His life being threatened by Saul. He's away from his beloved Jerusalem. He's before Abimelech, the king of the Philistines. They were enemies of God's people. But yet he could say, because he was seasoned and knew how to give thanks, I will bless the Lord at all times. Right? This lines up with 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of the Lord Jesus Christ concerning you. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Look in the book of Acts when Paul and Silas are in the Philippian jail, feet fastened with stocks, whipped, thrown in the inner prison at midnight, the darkest point, they began to sing praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. David said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. In other words, in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your struggles, your difficulty, as a seasoned saint, you must adopt or keep manifesting that posture of thanksgiving, that posture of worship, so individuals around you now, glory to God, can hear you boasting of the Lord, boasting of your expectation in him, and they can begin to magnify the Lord, and you can exalt him corporately. He said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and they were lightened and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved them out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Right? Then he said, oh, taste and see once again that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. This is a psalm of a seasoned saint, one who knows how to bless the Lord and praise him continually. Beloved, one who knows how to boast in their God. How do you do that? By telling your problem how big your God is and not always telling God how big your problem is. Again, the seasoned saint tells their problem, his or her problem, how big their God is. They don't need always to run to God telling him how big the problem is because he already knows. He sought the Lord, how? In prayer, in thanksgiving, and the Lord heard him and delivered him from all his fears. Emphasis on the three-letter word, A-L-L. Notice, beloved, God did not deliver him from the trouble right away. He delivered him from all his fears first. When you are delivered from the spirit of fear, the battle is already won. Why? Faith pleases God. Fear strengthens the enemy. The next time David cried out, God heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles. Again, emphasis on the three-letter word, A-L-L. God has not changed, beloved listener. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Give him thanks. Give him praise, for he is the only one who can and will deliver you in the midst, out of your situation. During the time and dispensation in which David lived, the angel of the Lord encamped round about the people who feared and trusted him. He delivered them. The angel of the Lord is a theophany, God manifesting in angelic form. We have a greater manifestation because God, the Holy Spirit, is not encamping, he is indwelling. So the power of deliverance is on the inside of you. And that is why I can close where I started by quoting 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Beloved, if you need prayer, call the prayer line now, 904-765-7600. Stay safe. And be blessed. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning into the Ask Dr. Turner radio broadcast, a ministry of Pure in Heart Ministries. To learn more or to submit your questions to Dr. Turner, email askdrturner8@gmail.com or visit askdrturner.org.
We look forward to having you join us again next Saturday at 6:30 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9.